This is WKSU News. I'm Jennifer Kahn. Akron's Chapel Hill Mall came perilously close to closing its doors Friday over a delinquent water and sewer bill. The city says its Office of Integrated Development gave the mall's owner, Cohen Retail Investment Group, until 9:30 Friday morning to make a payment or face closure. In the meantime, mall employees were arriving to work to prepare the remaining shops and restaurants for the day. City spokeswoman Ellen Lander-Nish says the payment came in, beating the deadline, but an outstanding balance remains.
You know, the delinquency is significant, and obviously to reach a point of shutoff, it has to be, you know, a certain amount, certain time period that it's been delinquent. So that's the situation we found ourselves in.
This isn't the first time Chapel Hill's owners have faced closure over a utility bill. Twice last year, Ohio Edison threatened shutoff over delinquent electric payments. With about 50% of tenants left, Chapel Hill is an echo of malls across the country struggling to stay in business as shoppers increasingly opt for the convenience of online retail. I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.